Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, as we continue our focus on education here this morning. Dr. Reginald Eggleston joins us here. He's the superintendent at USD 475 Geary County Schools. Good morning, Dr. Eggleston.
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity to be part of the show today. Definitely a little cool outside, some exciting times ahead of us. So thanks again for allowing me to be part of the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. Always like to get caught up on what's going on with our friends down in Geary County. And I know last week was kind of a tough week for you, and with the incident in the news that we saw, kind of made state headlines about a district employee who made some comments about a student's hijab. And I know you guys have addressed that situation, and I just wanted to have you give you the floor here to kind of tell us what the district statement was on that whole situation.
Well, I appreciate that opportunity. We did have an executive session on last week and shared information with the board. And so no decision or action was taken at that time. But we do appreciate and value the voice of our young people and want to make sure that we give them the opportunity to express their rights as well. And so we do believe in a diverse and inclusive environment. And we want to create an environment where students feel safe and can be the very best that they possibly can and can take advantage of all the learning opportunities that are being presented to them. So I think a lot of lessons learned came out of the experience, opened some avenues for communication, greater communication. And so I think some good things will come from this.
All right, fair enough. And I'm glad to hear that the protests were peaceful and the students had a right to express their opinions on the matter. That was kind of neat to see. There was some other announcements that came out last week. Of course, we just saw some snow the other day, and that kind of surprised a lot of folks. But I thought it was interesting. The district announced, this was one of the first ones we've seen, the snow days are going to be a little different here in 2020 and heading into 2021.
Well, what we've tried to do is put some structure, somewhat of a framework as to how we will address snow days moving forward. We work with the military. We have Fort Riley Army Post here. And so we are in partnership with them. We have somewhat of a inclement weather committee where all of the different agencies along with us meet. We talk about weather. We talk about should we have a delayed start or should we have a early release at the end of the day due to weather. And so we've been just working on setting those parameters so that if we know in advance, let's say we have a forewarning of a 6 inches of snow and it gives us ample time, we definitely know that we have the capabilities utilizing our remote learning option to continue with education. It wouldn't happen unless we know that we have prior notice and that it's going to be for a sustained period of time. So having that capability is definitely going to be an asset to us. You know, this past year, we had an opportunity to experiment with it from March until the end of the school year. There were a lot of lessons learned. We gleaned from those conversations with principals, teachers, and parents. We sent surveys out to get an idea of how people felt about the process. And so we've tried to take all of that and tweak and fine tune our remote options so that it's much more user friendly and at the same time addresses the academic needs of our students. So there's going to be more conversations about that. We're meeting with principals and teachers again, just getting some feedback. But we're excited to have the option and the opportunity to further the education of our young people.
And I mentioned part of that, maybe that might have played into that decision, was the fact that you guys are going into, I think, early June, if I'm not mistaken, when your school year ends. You'd hate to add on too much time to the end of the year.
Well, absolutely. You always have a few snow days built into the calendar. However, if you see that you may have to exhaust those and may have to potentially extend the school year, having the remote option is definitely a way to assist us with eliminating that.
All right. Well, obviously, I know that's probably going to, some people probably aren't a fan of that. Some people probably love it, you know, the fact that they can go ahead and not have to worry about extending the school year out. But interesting to see how that works.
I think you're absolutely right, though. There are mixed feelings about it. And that's been the reason why we've tried to move slow and steady and just have several conversations surrounding it before fully implementing.
Very good. Well, as far as this school year has gone so far, I've talked to some of the other area districts, and I know it's been a struggle. What's working and maybe what isn't working here with regards to remote learning and this new era that we're in?
Well, I have to say, I have to really compliment my staff. We've been working really hard in order to keep our buildings open. We're in our ninth week of school, and we haven't had to close a school due to the pandemic. We have quarantined students, but that's been in an effort to mitigate the spread of the virus. So it has definitely been an effort to keep everyone safe and to ensure that the safety measures that we have in place continue to be a priority and that we don't become complacent in our efforts as we continue to move forward. I think there have been some great lessons learned. I'm not certain that remote learning will ever disappear. I think there are students and parents, families who will want to take advantage of it as we move forward. I will say that our safety measures, though, have intrigued some and to the degree to where families feel more comfortable about returning to school. So in the last month or so, maybe I would say 6 weeks, we've had over 200 students who have returned back to the traditional school setting. We still have around 1,500 that are taking advantage of the remote learning, but we started out with over 1,800 students. And so I think because of the safety measures that are in place, again, families are feeling much more comfortable and are starting to inquire and ask questions more about our safety measures, and many have returned back to the school setting.
I know that here in Manhattan, they're working with the hybrid mode, and they're going to continue that here through the end of the semester, and there's a number of mixed feelings about that here. I know at least one individual who pulled their kid out of Manhattan schools to go to Geary County. Have you seen more of that? And what kind of advice could you offer a district like Manhattan that's trying to go back to the 5 day a week format?
Well, one thing I will say, I'm never critical of a sister or a neighboring school district, because I know that every community is a little bit different. What we found is that only offering the two options worked for us. We tried to really connect with our community to find out what the needs were and are. And we found that having remote and the traditional offering was the best for our community and clientele. The only thing that I would tell any school district is just to make sure that schools have a reentry plan and that you practice the safety measures to the best of your ability. There's no 100% guarantee that the virus won't spread, but at least you can mitigate it by using contact tracing and quarantining students on an as-needed basis. You can pretty much keep your schools open and keep everyone safe. And I think ultimately that's what we want. We want our teachers to feel comfortable returning, as well as young people, because when you put a large group of people together coming from multiple areas, having those safety measures are a must and something that has to be put in place in order to ensure everyone's safety.
All right. Again, Dr. Eggleston joining us here on In Focus. I didn't have you on last month, but so I didn't get the chance to ask you, what is your September 20th count? Do you have that information, what your enrollment looked like this year?
We're actually going through that now. We are just slightly under 7,000 students at this time. And so we're hoping that, again, as we continue with the school year, that our numbers will continue to increase.
How's that compared to last year? Is that an increase or a decrease?
It's a decrease. We are probably around 300 students, a little bit more than 300 students less than last year. We know that some of that is related to our COVID-19 challenge. We have military families that are still trickling in. Some were not able to PCS as originally scheduled at the start of the school year. And so that's why I said I believe we'll continue to see an increase in the number of students as the year progresses.
All right. Got to take a quick time out here, pay the bills, but we'll come back and more with Dr. Eggleston after this on News Radio KMAN.